Today, Shir B'Shibur Yomi, is Siman Tav Kuf Aleph. We are up to Sif Gimel. Ein Neviim Eitzim Min Asadeh. So, obviously, when they used to go ahead and use wood for fuel, so often they would need to get the wood from the fields. So, he's saying, you're not allowed to go ahead and bring in wood from the fields. Afilu Im Hayu Mechunasim Sham Mi Ba'erev. Even if the wood from before Yom Tov was gathered up in an area, even so, you're not allowed to go ahead on Yom Tov and bring the wood from the field to use for your fire. What's the issue? Look at the Mishnah Brura. Yud Aleph, Mechunasim Sham Mi Ba'erev. So again, he went ahead and he had already gathered up the wood from beforehand for Yom Tov in the Sadeh. So he says, the Mishnah Brura, Milashon Zeh Mashma Dafilo Hechinin Mi Ba'erev Aser. He says, this is strange because it sounds like even if it was before Yom Tov, and that he went ahead and put it all in one place, the wood in the Sadeh, it would still be a problem. But the question is why? Because he was basically making the wood. So what's the problem taking wood that he had already set up from before Yom Tov from the Sadeh? What's the issue? So he says, two possibilities. The Taima Efshar, Mishum Dahavi. So this is one reason is that it's Uvda Bichol. One issue is that this is to go ahead, Leilech LaSadeh. This is an Uvda Bichol to go to the Sadeh, Lahavi Eitz LeBeso, right? To go bring wood to your home from the Sadeh on Yom Tov, that's Uvda Bichol. And therefore, you can't go ahead and do it. Yesh Mefarshim, Mishum Dim Michalef Bimifuzar. Oh, so to explain this, we need a little bit of an introduction. For those of you who were not with us for Shabbos, there's a melacha called Ma'amer. Ma'amer, you're not allowed to midaraisa, you're not allowed to gather up anything that was grown in a field from the place that it was mechubar, meaning any area where the let's say the tavua or wood, wherever it is where it grew, okay, you can't go ahead and gather it up. Let's say, for example, tavua or wood on Shabbos was scattered out in the field where it grew, and you gather it up together. That is the malacha of ma'amer yichayev. It's malacha. So here, what's the issue? Number one is it shouldn't really be that much of an issue, even if you would gather it. Why? Because you're gathering it for fire, and therefore it should be okay because you're doing it for Yom Tov Ochel Nefesh. So that l'chayva should be okay. And even more so, this was gathered up before Yom Tov. It was mechunasim. So what's the problem? What's the problem of going and taking wood that was already gathered up from the Sadeh? Why should that be some type of gzeira mishum ma'amer? I understand why it might be ud b'dechol, but why should it be gzeira mishum ma'amer? So he's going to explain now. The yesh b'farshim mishum d'michlep b'mufuzis. And since he's going and he's taking it from where? He's taking it from the Sadeh. You might go ahead, chas v'shalom, another time go and take wood from the Sadeh, from the fields, even when it's spread out, umefuzar usr, and going and taking the wood that's spread out is going to be usr when you do it from the field, even if it's for Yom Tov. Why? The mechse kimegabev letzorech machar, because it basically has the appearance that you are gathering for the next day, not for Yom Tov itself. Behavi kimamer, and therefore it would be like ma'amer umitamzeh. And if you go with the second reason, what's the nafka mina, whether you say you can't gather it in from the fields because it's uvda d'chol, or whether it's gzeira mishum ma'amer? He says, according to the second opinion, that it's gzeira mishum ma'amer, it's going to be afilu b'shus hayachid aser lelakdan kishehem mefuzarin. He says, for this, if you go with this reason, even in a b'shus hayachid, you're not going to be able to go ahead and gather it up kishehem mefuzarin, when they are spread out, ukidlakame, as we'll see coming up. Continuing on, Viter. Let's now look at the Shulchan Aruch. So you can't go ahead and you can't bring the Eitzim from the Sadeh to you, to your home, to use for fuel. Either because it's Oda Dechol, or it's Mechlef B'Mefuzar, it's like Zeira Mishum Ma'amer. So comes the Shulchan Aruch now, and he says, Avam Gabev Hu B'Sadeh Mishelefanov. However, he could actually go and even gather up the wood in the field, mishel afanav, if it's before you. What does that mean, if it's before you? So look at the Mishnah Brura. B'sada mishel afanav. Hainu, samach l'makom bishul k'derasa. Meaning if the sada is near where you're going to actually go ahead and start some type of campfire to cook your food for Yom Tov, you're going to eat out there near the sada, you have your picnic tables there. So then, even though you're gathering it from the sada, according to this opinion, it's going to be totally okay. Why is it okay? Because even though it's ma'amer, it's clear that you're doing it for the ochel nefesh to go ahead and cook now. That's why you're gathering up the wood. So that's what he says. Number one is, it's not going to be lo havi uvdechol. Number one, it's not uvdechol because you're going ahead and you're taking the wood right there and putting it into your fire there where you're going to be cooking. And number two, gam tamasheni exeru mishum ma'amer hanomer leil gam kein shari. Why? The kedei rosso muchachas alav she'eno megavet l'tzarach machar. Because it's clear now that even if you're gathering it, forget about it, even if it's, you don't need a mechunasim, even if you're gathering it, it's clear now that you're not doing it lemachar. You're not doing it for the next day. And therefore, it would be a melechas ochel nefesh of taking the wood and, you know, gathering up the wood and putting it into the fire. So it should be okay. That's the Shulchan Aruch's position. So the Shulchan Aruch's position is, if you're at a sada and there's wood strewn about, if you're going to be cooking right there, you can go ahead and take the wood and put it into the fire. However, comes the Marshal and he says, not so fast, Shlubowski. Das Marshal v'habach. However, the Marshal and the Bach, Ushar Achronim, and a lot of other Achronim, they say nothing doing. Because they aser legabe basada. Since we're in the sada, to go ahead and gather it, that's already problematic. Afilu ba'ofen zeh, even here. Why? He says, listen, you're going ahead and you're gathering in the sada, in the makom gidulo, right? The chayiv mishum ma'amer, he says, chayiv mishum ma'amer. Ah, it's going to be okay here because you're doing it for the ochal nefesh and therefore it should be okay. Yeah, but the problem is, okay, this is an activity that looks like it is, by definition, Litzorech Machar, and this opinion basically holds that definitionally, these are Ma'amer is like a Malacha like Kotzer, right? Remember we said the Malacha like Kotzer, even if you're doing Tzira for Ochel Nefesh, it's not okay because it's the type of activity that is associated with doing it for after Yom Tif. And even if you're doing it now for right now, it's going to be Asa. And we saw there's a Shiloh whether that might even be Malacha Dairaisa. From here it sounds like it's Malacha Darabanan, but that's what we seem to be having here. This shaila by ma'amer, when you're doing ma'amer in a way that it appears that it is clearly for Yom Tov, will it be okay? So from the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma, it's okay. You can even be megabe basada. But the others, the marshal and others, say no, nothing doing. It will not be okay. And again, it might be chayiv mamish mishum ma'amer d'oraisa, right? Like those who held it, right? Meleches avoda like kaitzer, or minimally, it will still be aser midrabanan. And now, continuing on, the Rama says, "V'chein b'chotzer." Back to the Rama, "V'chein b'chotzer lokeach mil funav." He says, and also in your yard, lokeach mil funav. You could go ahead and take it, same way you can take it from your sada. You can also take the wood that is strewn about in your chotzer. Now here, it's less problematic because it's in your chotzer now, and it's not b'makom gidulo. It's not in the place where you're gathering it, makom gidulo, which would not be the yisur d'oraisa of ma'amer. But again, the Shulchan Aruch was okay even in the sada. So for sure, he would allow what the Rama is saying. B'chein b'chotzer lokeach memufanav. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. What's the lomar? Afilu b'chotzer. Okay, what's the chiddush? He says megavev rak mishalofanav. He's saying the Rama is really coming and not saying an added chiddush that you're allowed to do it b'chotzer, because if you could do it b'sada according to the Shulchan Aruch, for sure you could do it b'chotzer. But what he's saying is he's emphasizing that even b'chotzer, you're not allowed to go ahead and gather up the wood unless you're going to be going ahead and doing your barbecue right there in the chotzer. It's only mishalofanav of the tzarech bishul k'dei raso achshav. It has to be where you're taking it to go ahead and cook right there by your chotzer. Okay? Aval legabev mikol hachotzer lahaniach. But to go ahead and gather from the whole, okay, yard, to go ahead and put it for later, that's going to be aser. And it makes no difference, because this is going to be aser. Again, even if it's not the makom gidulo, okay, it's still aser okay, midirabanan. And especially if in your chatzer, that's where it grew, then you'll have ma'amer d'iraisa. Okay? Again, unless, of course, it's milfanav, where you're doing the bishul right there, where according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, it is okay, and you don't have to worry, because the kidei raso mochicha alav. The ketera is showing that it's not for some other time, and for the future, it's for right now, and therefore, when it's right there in front of you, there's no uvid chol, and there is no zera mishum, okay, ma'amer, there's no ma'amer. Okay. Just again, once again, according to the Marshal, if it's besada, if it's b'makom gidulo, it might actually even still be melacha d'araisa, because ma'amer might not have that heter of melechas ochel nefesh by definition. It might be one of those melachas that even with the kidei rasa mochicha olav would still be aser. Now we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Umivin mehamechunasin shebrishus hayachid. Now we're going back to the situation where it was already gathered up. So we said if it was already gathered up and it was in the field, and you're not cooking right there, so then you're not allowed to even take it if it was gathered up before Yom Tov, either because of the gzeira mishum, right, ma'amer, or because it was uvid chol. But now it's already gathered up, and it's in erishus hayachid, not out in the sade. V'afilu aisa mukefes shelo l'shem dira. And even if it's erishus hayachid, that's what's known. Wine Johnson, remember the karfef. You have a situation where you have a erishus hayachid. It's not mukefes l'shem dira. We're not allowed to really carry midirabanan. It's called the karfef. He says that it doesn't make a difference. Like this halacha, when we're talking about this halacha, any erishus hayachid, even if it's a erishus hayachid that's surrounded shelo l'shem dira, uvelvad sheyeheba, okay, misgeres. So he says you're allowed mivin memuchunasin. You're allowed to, however, go ahead and bring wood from erishus hayachid, okay, even if it's a erishus hayachid that is surrounded, not for purposes of living there, residence. It still has to have uvad sheyeheba misgeres. It has to, okay, be minimally surrounded. B'tiyeh b'toch. Right, it has to have some type of fence around it. V'tiyeh b'toch tchum Shabbos, and it has to be within your tchum Shabbos. V'mchiser achas mikol elu harei hein mukta. And if it's missing any one of these, it's going to be mukta. So let's see Mishnah Brura. So Mishnah Brura says sifkaten yud dalid misgeres. So again, unlike the sada, if you're going to be bringing wood that was already gathered up in a rishus hayachid, even if it wasn't a rishus hayachid that was, you know, surrounded for residential purposes, it's going to be okay to bring the wood from there. But it needs to have a misgeres. Why? Why does it need to have some type of fence around it? The kishe'en lo misgeres, because if it's not surrounded, afal pisha mechunas mi be'erev have a lake asada. If it's not surrounded, then even if what? Even if, like, if it's not surrounded with a fence, even if the wood was gathered there from before Yom Tov, it looks like it's being taken from the sada. It's from the sada. So therefore, it needs to have a misgeres. And also tiyeh, it has to be betoch tchum Shabbos. It has to be within the tchum Shabbos. It can't be outside the 2,000 amos of the city. Umashma, he says, Mishnah Brura tesvav, dafilu besamach le'ir. It sounds like even when it's close to the city, nami tzarech mizgeres, it also needs to be surrounded by some type of fence. Arbe poskim cholkim al zeh. Many poskim a cholik on this. Uledidu, according to them, kol shu samach le'ir. As long as it's close to the city, at least betoch shivim amah v'shirayim, a little more than 70 amos, then lo ba'ina misgeres. Doesn't have to be surrounded. Behechi ba'ina misgeres. When does it have to be surrounded? By a fence. Mishivim abba ve'elech ad toch ha'tchum. From 70 amos and on, up until the tchum shehu alpayim amos. So from 70 amos until 2,000 amos out of the city, that's where it has to be surrounded by a fence. V'chein alacha. And that's the alacha. So it comes to alacha l'maisa like this. If the wood was already, gathered up from before Yom Tov, so if it's in the sadeh, okay, outside, and even if it's outside, what? 70 amos, but there's no misgeres, you're not going to be able to take it for the gzeiros that we said, either the chol or kimamer. But if it's within 70 amos, then it doesn't even need to have a misgeres, and you could go ahead and bring it. Okay? Again, we're assuming here where it was mechunasin, it was already gathered up, and there's no issues here, you can go ahead and take it. But if it's outside the 70 amos, but, okay, even if it's within the tchum, it's going to need to have some type of misgeres around it. It has to be surrounded. And outside the tchum, even if it has a misgeres, it's already considered, okay, a problem to go ahead and take the wood from there. Okay, that's what he says. The Shulchan Aruch v'mchiser achas mikol elu harei hein mukta becomes mukta. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tezayin achas mikol elu. It's missing any one of them. Namely, da'inu shelo ayam mechunas. Number one is if it wasn't already gathered before Yom Tov. Or what shechaser mizgeres, or it's not surrounded by a fence. Oh, chutz l'tchum, or it's outside the tchum. Then harei hein kimukta. Why is it mukta? So it's very interesting. It's mukta l'fi atamim shekasavnu le'el. It gets the halachic status of mukta by definition because the havi kuv de dechol omi shum chash imur. Meaning halachically they gave it the status of mukta. And then he says din zehu l'kuleyama. This is according to everybody. Afil la poskim, even according to the poskim that are matir mukta that allow mukta be yom tov a regular on yom tov. Even the ones that normally allow mukta. This is a special halacha that they said because of Ubdu Dechol, or because of the Chashash Imur, it has the status of Muksa. And therefore, it's not going to make a difference. It could be Mechunasin, it could be Muchan. It's a problem if one of those criteria are not there, namely there was either Mechunasin, or had a Mizgeres, or in the Tchum, you can't bring the wood. However, there are those that learn this Kipshuto, namely, if you have one of these Tanayim not there, Mistama Asich Data Minayu. Mistama, your das is not on it. And it's going to be Mukta. According to the second approach, it would be okay to bring it in if it's mixing, if it's missing one of these things. Right? As long as it's not a Sadeh Mamish. Okay? Uladina, because again, because we hold it Mukta on Yantav is okay. So if it's just a mukta, a regular mukta, so then it will be okay. However, he says, Udadina nachal mahachmir, vidina, you should be machmir, that by virtue of the fact that it's missing one of those three criteria of either mechunasin, mizgeres, or tochatrum, it's going to ipso facto get the status of mukta, and that's it. You're not going to be able to go ahead and use it for wood. Sif dalin, alei kanim v'alei gefanim. If you had leaves of reeds or leaves of grapes, afal pishahem mechunasin bekarfef, even if they were gathered up in this karfef. Again, talking about the karfef here was somewhere, again, within the tchum, with the mizgeres. Still, it's going to be a problem. Why? Kevan she'aruach mifazeres, since the wind goes ahead and spreads it out, mifazeres osam, hareyem kemifuzaren. Even though you might have gathered these leaves together to use for fuel, but leaves, as we all know, blow around. So therefore, they're going to be usher, even if they were already in this karfef. Mechunasim, again, it had a misgeres, it had all the requirements, but it's not like wood, it's leaves. And therefore, when you go and gather it before, the mele is going to spread out anyway from the wind. So it's going to be usher. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yuches, Kevan Sharuach Mefazeres, Rotzaloma, the Kevan Shadarach Shal Ruach Lefazer, since the derech of the wind is to blow the leaves around, Lo Samcha Daita, he basically did not have his das, right? But Yomash Shekines Osam Me'erev Yom Tov. And again, he basically did not have these muchan, these are not muchan from the beginning of Yom Tov. In other words, he went ahead and he gathered them together to be making them from before Yom Tov. But it's not going to really be a good muchan. You know why? Because leaves, he knows, is not really going to be there ready to take because it's going to spread out. Afilu matzah osam mechunasin. According to this, even if you find the leaves there together, it's going to be aser mishum mukta because when you put it down, the basic assumption is it's not going to stay there. It's going to get blown away anyway. Let's continue on. Back in the Shulchan Aruch. However, if iminiach aleim kli, if on top of the leaves you put some type of kli kaved, some type of heavy kli on top of the leaves, me'er of Yom Tov, then harei elu muchanim, then they'll be muchan, and you'll be able to go ahead and use those leaves. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot, and you test kli kaved me'er of Yom Tov, shelo yifazrei maruach. You put a heavy kli on it so the wind will not blow the leaves around. Sifkot and chaf, harei elu muchanim. It's going to be muchan. It's going to be ready to roll. Vafilu mitzan b'yom tov mefuzarin. And if that's the case, then even if you find them on Yom Tov spread out, mutarin, they're going to be okay. Shekvar huchnu me'atmol, because you already making them from the day before. That's only if you learn this as a pure mukta halacha. However, l'mandim afarish halacha zu mishum imur, if the ones who are learning this as a malacha mishum imur, so then time of the reisha. So the original assumption why it's going to be usher is that chayshin and shema, it's not going to be a mukta issue. It's when you put them down, the leaves, it's going to spread out. And because it's a chashin, it's going to spread out with the wind. So therefore it's usher mishum imur, even when it's right there together. So he says, is a concern when you come and take them. Okay, the wind's going to blow it away. And you go and you're going to gather them together. And when you go ahead and you put a kli that is heavy on top of him, you don't have to worry about it. Like and therefore be shari. But he says, well, if he's there, according to this, in matza osan the fuzarin, if you found these leaves scattered, according to this opinion, then it's going to be asur in the lakdan. It's going to be an usur to go ahead and gather them because this is a, once again, this is going to be a isur mishum me'amer, even though, in the end, you're using it for the firewood right now, it's still a isur mishum, okay, me'amer, gathering them together. And let's just do this little small sif here. Hey, etzim shenishru mina'ilim b'yomtov ein masikin behem. Branches that fell off a tree on Yom Tov, you can't use them for firewood. Ein l'kaman simen tafka v'zayin sif beis. Look what he says here, Mishnah Berurah, sif katan chaf aleph, ein masikin behem. V'ha'aya mechubar mi'etmol, v'hava le'mukta. He says, what's the reason? Since it was attached to the tree from before, it's going to be mukta. And again, remember, okay, we maintain that this lechaira is even according to, okay, the yesh matirin, because it was usur to go ahead at bein hashmashos and break off the branches. However, even if he didn't hold that way, there's another concern. Shema yale v'yitlosh. Another concern is if we allow you to go ahead and use the branches, there's a gzera here that maybe you'll go and you will actually break the branches off yourself and use them for firewood. Afilu betiltil usurim, and therefore it's usur to even move around such wood, because once the branches fall on yontif, for one of these two reasons, there's going to be now a status of tiltal, iser tiltal, either because of muksa or because of xera, shema yale v'yitlosh. Have a great day, everybody.